It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore new additions to educational resources from PBS Wisconsin. One is its Wisconsin Biographies collection that brings to life stories from Wisconsinites of the past and recognizes their contributions through these short animated videos, digital books, historical images, and other creative ways. Call in with questions about this biography collection, what you wonder about it, and the people who shaped Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Alyssa Sagong is Chief Curiosity Officer at PBS Wisconsin, oversees its education work. Alyssa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Good morning. So how do you decide which biographies to work on and prioritize for inclusion in this collection?
Oh, that's a great question. It is an art and a science. First of all, our most important bosses are all of Wisconsin's educators. So we take a lot of ideas and feedback from them, from our partners. We look to our friends at DPI and other places to see what our needs, what's not being met in currently available curricular materials. And so a big focus for Wisconsin Biographies in the last couple of years has been expanding representation in the collection so that kids all over Wisconsin can see their culture and things that are relevant to their past and their neighbors in this work.
So, how do you, as I watch these just beautiful animated short videos, how do you research and craft the stories and ensure that they're accurate to the person's life experiences in Wisconsin?
Well, a great example of how we do that is our most recent biography, Geshe Lundup Sopa, Carrying Teachings from Tibet. Tibetan culture is complex and rich and beautiful. And so to make that work be truly representative and accurate, we worked with a wide variety of advisors, from an educator cohort to the monks at Deer Park Buddhist Monastery, which is the place that Geshe Lundup Sopa founded, and also cultural advisors, musicians, the illustrator who did all of the beautiful artwork for this piece is a Tibetan woman who grew up in Madison and went to art school. And so she was able to capture those really specific details that anybody watching who has a connection to Tibetan culture recognizes the authenticity.
We're going to just hear an excerpt now of the video.
The Dalai Lama had a special request for him to go to America with three other monks and learn English. This way, the Dalai Lama's message of peace and compassion could spread around the world. Lundup Sopa realized this was a chance for him to help preserve the traditions of Tibetan Buddhism in another part of the world.
Can you explain a little bit further how Lundup Sopa came to Wisconsin?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So Geshe Sopa, like so many Tibetan people, escaped Tibet in 1959 when the Dalai Lama left due to the Chinese occupation. And so he was already a prominent scholar of Buddhist philosophy at that point. And so like we heard in that clip, His Holiness the Dalai Lama asked him if he would come to the United States with some other monks to help learn English and to be connected. And he was offered a job at UW-Madison teaching introductory Tibetan. One of our advisors shared that this is sort of like the Pope coming to UW-Madison and being asked to teach introductory Latin. So he was an excellent teacher of Tibetan language and then culture and became part of that department. And over time, people wanted to tap into more of his wisdom. And he had students all over the world that would come to Deer Park to learn from him.
How did he decide on putting the Buddhist Center in Oregon on the outskirts of Madison and Dane County?
My understanding was that he, along with students, had been looking for a place that they could set up and offer that knowledge to whoever was looking for it. And after a lot of searching, that space and that property was available, and the rest is history, as they say. There began with a really small temple when the Dalai Lama came to the U.S. to perform the Kala Chakra ceremony in 1981 at Geshe Sopa's invitation. And then over time, that center grew and grew. And today there's an extraordinary Tibetan Buddhist temple that is really accurate to what you would find in the Himalayas.
Well, let's turn to another biography, this one of the late Mahmud Atman Atta. What is his story?
Mahmud has also an incredible story, and there's actually some parallels to Geshe Sopa. We found his story as a part of a project that we're doing at PBS Wisconsin called the Wisconsin Muslim Project. And this is a project that's supported by the Doris Duke Foundation's Building Bridges program. And we have amazing partners in that, the Milwaukee Muslim Women's Coalition and We Are Many, United Against Hate. So we worked with them to identify this story. And Mahmud grew up in Palestine. And when he was a little boy, his father would make trips to the U.S. to sell goods and worked as a peddler to support his family. And when Mahmud grew older, he came with his father to Milwaukee and he stayed to go to school here. He eventually served in the army and then he returned to Palestine to get married. But not long after that, war in the Middle East forced his family to leave Palestine. So seeking a sense of community in Milwaukee and here in Wisconsin, they decided to work with others to open the first mosque in Milwaukee that was open to all Muslims. He was really a bridge builder and a community builder.
And we're going to hear now just a little bit of that clip from that animated video.
There was no official place for all the city's Muslims to gather together and worship. Mahmud began reaching out to other Muslims in Milwaukee and forming connections. Many were Black Americans who were new to the religion. Segregation was a big problem in the city, so Mahmud built bridges by connecting with Black Muslims.
And I did, as you mentioned, hear the connections a little bit, some parallels to the story that we hear in Lundub Sopa's story about, you know, making those connections and finding a space.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing to look into all of the people of Wisconsin and our histories of how we came here, and of course, our First Nations neighbors that have always been here. And those are some of the really popular biographies in our collection as well. Mahmud's story will be live on our website by the end of next week. It's not even officially out. You're getting a sneak peek.
We're exploring PBS Wisconsin Education Resources with its Chief Curiosity Officer, Alyssa Sagong. Call in with questions and comments about PBS Wisconsin's educational materials, tools you use that make an impression on your students in the classroom, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are exploring new educational classroom media developed by our friends at PBS Wisconsin. One collection is called Resound, Songs of Wisconsin, and the goal is to enhance general music programs, music education for 4th through 8th graders. Call in with your questions about Resound or what you think of video interviews with Wisconsin musicians. 800-642-1234. Chief Curiosity Officer Alyssa Sagong stays with us. And we also have Lori Fellens here, Executive Director of the Wisconsin School Music Association and the Wisconsin Music Educators Association. Lori, welcome back.
Good morning. So great to be here with both of you.
Lori, what are educators seeking from this collection of music?
Oh, our educators are really excited that this has come to be. We ran a statewide survey in 2019. And listening sessions with Alyssa's great team, we learned about their need for current, authentic, and culturally diverse resources through those listening sessions. And with this collection coming to life, our educators' needs are being met and that they now have culture bearer voice in their classroom along with educator guides and curated resources. So we're just so proud of the work that's been done by PBS Wisconsin Education.
Well, we're going to dive into one of these vignettes, if you will, with the musician featured in ReSound, a new addition here, Lavinia Surrender, the Brookfield-based musician and dancer. Let's hear an excerpt from her performance video in the collection. Alyssa, what do you appreciate about this music?
Oh, Kate, the music, as you can hear, and the dance from Southern India is so rich. It combines those complex and beautiful percussion sounds and string instruments with these really precise, but also really graceful dance from that. It creates a multi-sensory experience. It's so beautiful to listen to, but you absolutely have to visit the website to see how beautiful the performance is.
And Lori, I really love when I watch the video of how she explains storytelling through music and just that merging of dance and music. Can you explain that a little further?
Yeah, I think in our Americanized culture, we think of them as separate. But in cultures such as described here, art merges. And so when dance and music come together, they are one. And that's a concept that's just so beautifully brought out through this particular musician.
And this is a form of Indian classical music that also tells ancient stories from Indian mythology. How does that resonate now? And how do you incorporate that, Alyssa, into the classroom setting as you teaching, you know, some general music education?
Well, Lori is really our expert in teaching general music education, but it's, you know, my understanding that the way that these resources are used is to bring that variety of voices directly from the culture bearers so that students are exposed to musicians, just like in Wisconsin biographies, that both spark their curiosity about other cultures, but also and oftentimes are reflecting their own cultures.
Talking with Alyssa Sagong, Chief Curiosity Officer at PBS Wisconsin. Lori Fellens is here, leads two Wisconsin associations focused on music education. You can join in along the way on educational resources, 800-642-1234. Let's move on to Black River Review, a four-piece freshwater bluegrass and Americana band from Duluth and Superior. And this group is now featured in ReSound. And let's listen to part of the song, Outer Space.
I'm gonna fly out of space. I'm gonna leave this world a better place. Circle the moon, make my way towards Mars. I wanna live my life beyond the stars.
Lori, this video, it just really captivated me. And I think that one image of him strumming his guitar and looking out at the great big lake was just so breathtaking. Can you tell us a little bit more about this bluegrass band?
Yeah, I love that we chose Black River Review for several reasons. One, they come from up in the Superior Duluth area where that bridge, you know, bridges two states, bridges two communities, but they share a very, you know, conjoined culture up there. And so this is an amazing group who, when you watch the venue that they're into, super authentic to that northern Wisconsin space and place. And I love that this piece was inspired by their third grade teacher, who loved space. And so their intergalactic shout out to their teacher is just an amazing part of this story.
And they're performing, it seems like, Alyssa, in this like warehouse setting, and it's just everything is driving to this intense connection to home and community. And then you have the layer of the bluegrass music really helping drive that as well. What do you hear in this music?
Well, Lori definitely stole my favorite part too. I love that it's a shout out to your teachers. But I will say, you know, what you're noticing in the production of these videos is the incredible work by our team, working together with WSMA to identify musicians and spaces and the beautiful production quality. So I would say another favorite part are the starry elements that are added to the warehouse in our post-production.
So. Oh, that is fabulous. And just, I wonder too, you know, bringing students closer, Lori, to elements of Lake Superior in the music and really understanding how understanding music is also a connection to the artistic roots of someone, where they come from. How do you hear that in this piece?
Well, I think the quote that's contained within this about how music allows you to travel the world without ever leaving home. Mm. And when you sit and read someone's music, you get a bit inside their mind. That's part of the quote that's attached with this. I think that's the beauty of not only Black River Review's segment, but how it intersects with all of the artists in the collection, because this idea of we are traveling the world, we're traveling to spaces even within our own state we don't always get to, and some of our students have never seen before. So there's such a power, especially in this Black River Review collection, about that identity with home.
I think I want to land on their line, I want to leave this world a better place. That was, I just love that line in the song. Well, thank you both for joining us. Appreciate it.
It was great to be with you today, Kate and Lori. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you. It's anytime I can spend any time with Alyssa in a space. We're just so proud to work with PBS Wisconsin Education on this project. It's just great to be here with you.
Alyssa Sagong, Chief Curiosity Officer at PBS Wisconsin, and Lori Fellens, Executive Director of the Wisconsin School Music Association and the Wisconsin Music Educators Association. Find links to the Wisconsin biographies and ReSound on our program page, wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.